If your model needs book-sized memory just to remember a book, yeah, something's off. Welcome to Exploring Next, episode 340. I'm Justy, in Cody's kitchen again, running on coffee and a mildly bad flight connection.
And I'm Cody. This paper is about KV cache, which is the part of inference everybody needs and nobody loves paying for. The claim here is you can save a lot of memory by sharing cache across depth, across layers, not just by dropping tokens over time.
That matters right now because teams keep stretching context windows, outputs get longer, and suddenly the memory bill is not some side detail. It's the product constraint.
The paper cites about 128 KB per token of KV cache for Llama 3.8b and around 144 KB for Qwen 3.8b. Since cache scales with batch size, sequence length, and layer count, throughput and max context hit a wall fast.
They frame it as a mismatch. Tokens are tiny integers, but to keep generation fast, we inflate each one into layer by layer floating point memory. For chat, agents, or long docs, that becomes infrastructure pain quickly.
Most earlier work attacked the time axis. Evict old tokens, compress them, keep a sliding window. Useful, but risky, because a token that looks unimportant now might matter on the next query.
This paper goes after depth instead. Do we really need a separate KV cache for every layer?
Their answer is often no, but only if you train for it. With random cross-layer attention, a layer sometimes uses its own KV, and other times attends to a randomly selected earlier layer's KV states instead.
So it's kind of teaching the model not to panic when its preferred shelf is missing.
Exactly. Then at inference, you can keep only some layers cached and let others reuse nearby retained states, depending on your hardware budget.
That's what feels shippable. One trained model can tolerate different deployment budgets instead of needing separate variants for every memory target.
They also position it against earlier depth sharing methods that added pre-fill overhead or extra passes. This approach pushes more of the complexity into training, so inference stays fairly direct.
I still wouldn't call it universal magic. If your app needs stable formatting or tool call behavior, you'd want task-specific checks before trusting the memory savings.
And the deployment knob matters. If you're dropping a lot of cache layers, you need quality versus retention curves for each workload because some depth regions may be more sensitive than others.
Maybe the product version is a serving profile. Full cache for premium pads, thinner retention for bulk jobs. Same weights, different plan.
Build next, I try instrumenting KV memory and throughput on a small open model, then patch attention so selected layers reuse KV from the nearest retained earlier layer and sweep retention ratios. For a solo builder, just run a weekend eval on long context QA and chart memory, tokens per second, and answer score.
I'd add one more practical experiment. Take a support doc or code assistant workload you actually care about, not just a benchmark, and compare time to first token, steady state throughput, and failure cases when you reuse caches across layers. Benchmarks don't answer angry customer emails.
And if I were extending the paper, I'd test learnt retention schedules, not purely uniform ones. Maybe some layers deserve their own KV more than others. The random training setup seems compatible with that.
All right, that's stochastic KV routing. Smart idea, pretty practical angle, and maybe a rare cache paper that sounds useful outside a lab. I'm Justy, still in Cody's kitchen, still thinking about that book-sized memory problem.